Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the VRL Logistics Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alok Deora. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of VRL Logistics. We have with us today Mr. Sunil Nalavadi, the CFO of the company. So I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Nalavadi to give some opening remarks and discuss on the performance, and then we can take up the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning to all participants. I'm Sunil Nalavadi here, CFO of VRL Logistics. I once again welcome all of you for the earnings conference call for the quarter one of financial year FY25. We faced many challenges in the current quarter and many disturbances at our operations due to long absences by the drivers and loading-unloading staff during the time of elections. Many of these staff went back to their native places from the workplace. Further, due to extreme heat wave in northern parts of the country, the efficiency of the staff drastically reduced in the current quarter. This has resulted in a delay in our services in many of our transshipment hubs and impacted on the growth in tonnage. Further, the same also resulted in lower utilization of our resources, such as vehicles, godowns, staff, etc. To maintain our workflow, we also appointed the temporary workforce with higher rates that resulted in additional costs. We also increased the rate of driver earnings and incentives in many routes, resulting in additional vehicle running costs. However, these issues have been completely resolved prior to the end of June quarter, and again, the efficient operations started from mid-June. These things have been temporarily impacted on our revenue as well as tonnage growth and impacted on the EBITDA margin also in the current quarter. During the quarter, we maintained a revenue growth of around 9% from 683 crores to 742 crores on a year-on-year basis. The growth in revenue is on account of growth in volumes by almost 8% from 10 lakh tons to 1,070,000 tons. The tonnage has been improved. And improvement in freight realization is also around 1% from 6,650 rupees to 6,724 rupees. This is on account of some of the route mix and the rate increase what we carried out in the June month. The growth in volumes from the enhancement in our branch network in goods transport business. Year-on-year basis, we added around 105 branches, and these branches contributed around 3.55% to the tonnage. We continued our initiative to increase the branches in the current quarter and added around 36 branches. Apart from the expansion in branch network, the increase in contribution from the existing customers also supported for our growth. For our customers, further, our customer base has increased from 8 lakh to 9 lakh customers over a period of last 1 year. During the quarter, there was an increase in total realization, and that is on account of some of the route mix and also on account of the rate increase what we carried out in the mid of June. The EBITDA is decreased by almost 8% in absolute terms from 111 crores to 102 crores, and percentage to revenue also decreased by around 2%. The key reasons for decrease in EBITDA is one, with the vehicle running cost, which is increased by almost 1.36% to the revenue. In absolute rupees, it increased by almost around 50% on account of increasing kilometers covered by the own vehicle and also due to increase in rates of driver earnings and incentives. Another key cost impacted on the EBITDA margin is around employee cost. This expense is increased by around 1.5% to the revenue from 16% to 17.81%. The increase in employee cost is mainly on account of annual increments effected from September 2023 and also internal promotions on selective basis. The number of employees also increased by around 1,161 on a year-on-year basis. This is on account of one is the increase in the branch network and also because of increase in tonnage, we appointed additional employees. The toll charges have further increased in the current quarter as compared to year-on-year basis. The number of toll booths have been increased from 1,268 to 1,438 across India, and also the rates of toll charges have been increased. The another key expenses which impacted on the margins is the rent expenses. The rent expenses is increased on account of increase in the branches and increase in space in key transshipment hubs during the year. We increase the space in key location considering our expected growth in tonnage for the subsequent period. The same is resulting into lower utilization of space in the current quarter and impacted on EBITDA margins. Further, the increase in depreciation and interest cost as a percentage to the revenue is mainly on account of increase in rental expenses after the Ind AS accounting. The loading and unloading expenses also increased to some extent on account of increase in loading and unloading rates. On the other side, the fuel cost, which is a major cost in our operations, almost around 30% to the operation cost. The fuel cost has not been increased. In fact, it is decreased almost by 1% to the revenue from 30% to say 29%. And this decrease is in spite of contribution in kilometers covered by the owned vehicles. The decrease in fuel cost mainly on account of there is no major increase in the fuel rates in the last 1 year on a year-on-year basis. And further, the increase in procurement from the refinery from 31% to 33% of the same quarter. So that has effectively resulted into decrease in procurement cost from 87.5 rupees to 86 rupees in the current quarter. The lorry hire charge also percentage to the income has been reduced. One is because of the increase in our own vehicles, the dependency on the lorry outside vehicles have been reduced. That's the reason why the lorry hire expenses as a percentage to the revenue is decreased. Due to decline in EBITDA, the PAT of the company also decreased almost by 60% from 34 crores to 13 crores and percentage to the income also decreased. On sequential basis, the revenue is decreased by around 4%. This decrease is mainly on account of decrease in the tonnage. And the same is resulted into decrease in EBITDA margin also. The percentage of employee cost and rent expenses are fixed in nature, and reduction in revenue has further impacted on the increase in percentage of these expenses to the revenue. In quarter one of the current year, we invested almost around 50 crores into capital expenditures, which is predominantly for the purpose of addition of the trucks. With this, our own vehicle capacity has reached to around 86,405 tons as of 30th June. Even after investment of 49, the debt, correspondingly the debt is not increased. The debt is increased hardly from 262 crores to 274 crores. This is on account of good cash flows or cash profits from our operations. Considering the increasing costs, including the increasing diesel rates by some of the states post the election, we increased the freight rates from late June. We increased the rates across all our revenue segments and expecting the improvement in realization by almost around 5 to 6% in for the future period. We are also accelerating the increase in branch network further, especially in untapped market, which will support to increase our growth in tonnage. We are expecting that these branches are having further potential to increase in growth rate in the coming days. On account of expansion in network, our customer base also, we are expecting that it is going to increase further. Based on the current trend of monsoon season, we are expecting good support in growth in commodities which were underperformed in FY24. Based on the rate increase in June, in the freight realizations per ton is improved by around 6% with a growth in tonnage by around 7% in the month of July. We are hoping that the same trend is going to continue for the remaining period of the year. With this initial remark, I request participants to open for question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. The first one is on volumes. So were your volumes also impacted due to unavailability of labor in this quarter, or was the impact only on cost as you, endeavored to keep the volumes intact? And what kind of volume growth should we expect for the full year? That is my first question.
Yeah, even the volumes have been impacted in the current quarter. See, basically what happened, there were a lot of delays in the services in some of the key transshipment hubs. That's the reason there were some delay in services, and because of these reasons, we were in a position to stop some of the bookings also in some selective areas. Especially in Delhi and surrounding area, we stopped some booking for some short period of time. And because of delay in services also, the customers have, approached some of the other service providers also during this period.
We expect for this year, sir, as a whole?
The expectation, again, the close to the double digit, what we are expecting. And in the month of July, the trend is, as I already shared, with increase in the freight rates, again, our growth is, tonnage growth is around 7 to 8%.
Okay. The second question is essentially on the other income. We realized a profit on the sale of land parcel. So just wanted to understand what kind of land parcel was it, and whether there are some other land parcels also which might be non-core to business that we might think of divesting.
No, this property basically, earlier the part of that property is used by that media business also. That's the reason, since our dependency or our usage of that property in our operation was very less. That's the reason, considering, the low dependency on that particular property, we decided to sell it.
Okay.
But there are no such, some surplus assets, which are going to be monetized in the going forward. There are no such assets at all.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is related to the data point question. So basically, if you can give the lease portion under the depreciation and interest out of 61 crore of depreciation and 23 crore of interest, what was the portion of lease rentals that has been booked in this quarter?
Yeah, with respect to depreciation, it is around 39 crores, and for finance cost is around 16 crores. These are related to the rental expenses and accounted as depreciation and finance cost on account of Ind AS entry.
Got it, sir. And sir, as we have seen that there has been a profitability decrease during the quarter if we exclude the other income, has there been any impact of this on our CAPEX plan for this particular year, or we are going ahead with the same CAPEX plan and maybe for next year also we might do some similar kind of CAPEX?
Yeah, CAPEX, initially we did in the month of April, actually we did a CAPEX, but post these disturbances and considering our volume intact, actually we are slowed down on the CAPEX as of now. Again, depending on the movement or growth in the tonnage, again, we will decide to increase those vehicles.
Got it, sir. And so just one clarification. In opening remarks, you told that there has been 5 to 6% realization increase, right? And in July month, the cargo has grown by around 7%. So in total, there could be some 12 to 13% impact in July month. Is this understanding correct?
Correct.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. That's it from my side. If I have anything, I'll join with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mukesh from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning and thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, on the price hike that you've taken, have you seen this being kind of rolled out across all your customers, or the net impact of this 5% would be lower because you might not see all customers accepting that?
Yeah, it is across all our customers. And since we started this exercise in mid of June itself, in the month of July, we saw that the realizations are improved around 6%. So this will continue. Around 6% is going to continue.
All right. Okay. And secondly, In your opening remarks, you mentioned that these you had given salary hikes starting September 23. So does this quarter have even the prior quarter's impact on the employee cost?
Yeah. In the sense, year-on-year comparison, see, last year what happened, that was prior to the increments given to the employees. On a year-on-year basis comparison, just I mentioned, the Q1 of last year was before the increments given to the employees.
Okay. No, my question is, in this quarter, 132 crores of employee costs, does this pertain only to this first quarter, or is there some one-off element pertaining to the previous quarters which you have taken in this quarter?
No, no. This is related to only in the current quarter.
Only this. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Understood that. And one question on your own vehicles versus hired vehicles. When I look at your comparison that you've given in your slides, 1Q25 versus 1Q24, we see that lorry hire cost has come down by close to 1 percentage point. But when I look at the other costs that have gone up because of own vehicles, like for example, your vehicle running repairs and maintenance has gone up by about 1.3% increase. Even your tires flap have gone up by like 0.7%. So it seems like owning the vehicle is kind of turning out to be more expensive for you than hiring. Ideally, this should not have been the case. So could you kind of explain this, sir?
Yeah. Basically, see, when it comes to the kilometer-wise, yes, the kilometers' dependency on the outside vehicle has come down, and that's why the kilometers covered by the own vehicle increased. The percentage to the revenue is increased because, one, we increased the driver incentive and the driver cost because of some disturbances, and we want to maintain the drivers at our utmost level. The increase in driver incentive rate, that is another reason why the percentage is increased. But if you depend similar kilometer on the outside vehicle, the cost of operation would have been much more than what we are incurring because of the own vehicle. So that understanding of owning the vehicle is expensive is not there. It's incorrect, actually.
Okay. 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 So you're saying that even the lorry hire charges have gone up in this last few months because of all these disturbances?
Exactly.
Okay. 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 Understood. And just last bit on your new branch addition, 36 you've added in 1Q seems like a good number. I mean, usually you've trended lower than this. So can we expect this kind of addition going forward as well in these coming quarters?
Yeah. Actually, we are planning to add around 100 branches for the complete full financial year. The number may go up a little bit, but it will not come down. It will not be lesser than that.
Okay. Okay. And in the past, you have commented that South has been weak, and obviously, we have a higher exposure to the South. Any change you have seen there, South versus non-South, in terms of volume growth?
Yeah. Now, see, whatever the 8% growth we did, around 7%-8% tonnage growth in Q1, across all regions, the tonnage is growing. And even South region also contributing. Now, the reason is there are good monsoon season. And last time I mentioned about the textile and agro commodities declined. Those performance of those commodities were lesser than the average growth of the tonnage. But in this quarter, even those commodities' growth is maintaining. So we are hoping that, again, the monsoon period, the entire period, almost it's now majority of the portion of the monsoon period is covered, especially in southern states. So we are expecting some good growth in the South region as well.
Understood. Understood. All right, sir. Great. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. So the price hike which we have taken, is it sufficient to absorb the cost because of the kind of pressure we are highlighting, particularly toll and other? So will it absorb the cost, or is there any scope for margin improvement also with this price hike?
In our view, considering the current, again, market conditions also, this is enough to take care of whatever increase in expenses as of now. Going forward, if any drastic changes in the expenses, again, we can rethink about the rates.
Okay. And in terms of slowdown in CapEx, so what kind of vehicle addition we can expect for remaining months or in terms of amount we'll spend?
See, right now, around 50 crores has been invested in the Q1. And going forward on vehicles, it will be slowed down. On vehicle capex, we will wait for at least the next current quarter, Q2 also. And based on that, again, we will decide on the capex. But more or less, every quarter, it will not be more than around 45 to 50 crores, even we start increasing the capex.
So around 200 crore could be
at yeah around 200 point. Yeah around 200 capex even in with a normal growth.
And any additional for branch the kind of 100 branches we are looking, so will there be any meaningful capex?
Yeah, about branches the capex will not be there, but we are looking for some one or two properties. If those transactions are materialized, then there will be a capex. Again, there will be further capex apart from this vehicle addition.
Understood, sir. Sir, but just to, I think, last question about the volume growth, we have been talking much, but any chances that we can, like typically second half is good for transport, so you can go back to at least 12-14% volume growth, or we'll think that 7-8% will be like at least in short term new normal?
No, 12-14% is a little higher side because considering the, since we have increased the rates also, and again, see, we are also having a very positive outlook, but we have to see. But minimum expectation is definitely around 7-8% growth is possible. Even close to, say, 10% is possible, but if anything extra comes, then definitely it's additional growth, you can say.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
But good thing is now the monsoon season and all is good. And we are expecting that the environment will be across, say, be it agriculture and others, where actually we are depending more, especially the textile and cloth materials. Now the festive season starts. So we are expecting that there will be good growth in those commodities.
All right, yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lokesh Maru from Nippon India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to understand the hike that we have taken. Is it an industry-wide phenomenon? I mean, how are peers reacting to it? Or is it just us who are taking this hike? And lastly, how are our customers reacting to this 5% hike? That's
also, yeah, it is across our commodities, wherever, basically the rates, mainly depends, we will not define based on the commodities, but we always go with the demand. So for example, wherever actually we are expecting some good growth in return loads, there actually we compromise in the rates. But effective, we have taken an increase in rates, from 5 to 10% in a different categories. But effectively, the realizations are increased at almost around 6% plus in July. So that trend is going to continue.
So have our competitors also taken such hikes?
See, competitors, yes. There are, in certain cases, yes, competitors also increase the rates. And some people are waiting, and depending on their margins are under pressure. So depending on that, again, they may increase the rate. But in our case, what is happening, the competition, main competitors are who are the local players, the local geographic player, route-wise operators. Those are, the key competitors for us. In their case, most of them, actually, the moment we increase the rate, again, they will follow and increase the rate.
Okay, so the sacrifice, there may not be significant sacrifice in volumes for realizations, basically, if local competitors also increase their rates during the same time. That is the understanding, right?
Yeah.
But 5-6% sacrifice of volume is understandable. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity again. So this question relates to our branch expansion. If you see in last 2 to 3 years, the branch expansion have been on a quite good side. However, the volume contribution from those branches haven't matched up to the branch addition percentage of our total branches. So of course, I understand that penetration in north and other areas has not been that great. So what we expect from next, like how many years it will take to have good penetration, to have the volume growth from those branches as good as volume growth our old branches?
Yeah, actually those branches, those rates are, the growth rate of those branches in tonnage is very high. See, at least it is around 17-18% growth is coming from, see, because the base level is very slow, very low. So if we compare with that base level, the growth is almost around, it is near to 17-18, even some cases 20% growth is coming from the new branches. But it will take at least 2 to 3 years that growth will be there, will continue. Then it will come to the normal growth.
Got it. So got it. And so in terms of this price hike, if you see, if you can just give a detailed volume growth in the month of April, May and June is possible. Like we are having 7-8% growth for this quarter. If you have YOY basis on a monthly part, if that can be very helpful.
No, basically, see, April month was good, and again, because of this disturbances, May month actually it is muted. There was, hardly around 2-3% growth is there. But again, June it has come back with a good growth.
Okay, so sir, can you expect that because of price hike, if June and April were good, then our June or July month has been at around 7% plus despite having a good monsoon. Is it because of, there has been some impact because of price hike, but we are okay with that given that our margins will be protected because of that?
Yeah, to some extent, yes, the customer initially, the moment we hike the rates again, because we are having the vast number of customers, almost around 9 lakh customers. Some customers, see about contractual customers and all, normally we negotiate and we sign up the document, they will not leave us. But wherever in small cases, the mass of the customers actually temporarily they may go out of us because of the rate increase. And again, other people also increase the rates or because of service level, deficiency in service level in other cases, again they will come back to us. Temporarily that disturbance will be there. And normally whenever we increase the rates, even in the past historical basis, if we analyze, some of the customers temporarily they leave, again they will come back. But for a big customers, if you see, say like top 1000 customer or top 10,000 customers, there actually our people directly one-to-one interaction will be there, and with agreement only we increase the rates. So that exercise has been already done in the month of June, and part of the July also that exercise has been done.
Got it, sir. That's a very good explanation. That's it from my side. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So most of the questions were answered. Just what could be the volume growth now for FY26? Because in FY25, you were expecting to grow at slightly higher number than what you are targeting now because it was a low base and, it was a pretty weak year. So now FY26, what could be the number which we are targeting in terms of tonnage?
See, in terms of tonnage growth, see, always every year at least we expect around 12-14% growth because the base is increased now. See, earlier in FY23 and all, our expectations were around 15% or so. Now, since base is increased, but we are putting effort, but in our case, at least our target is to grow at least around 12-14% even in coming year. Not only FY25. For any year, for that matter.
Got it. And any color you can provide on what could your this depreciation look like? I mean, because since we are adding a lot of the warehouses and the physical infra, so how that this could look up? I mean, the depre cost, including the lease.
No, basically, see that most of the places that exercise has been already done. But only one or two properties again on a lease basis we are going to add in the current year. See, like in Ahmedabad we are changing the, and again in one or two locations we may look into it. That so there will not be much of an impact in depreciation on the lease. And moreover, wherever the lease terms have been already crossed, see, basically if it crosses more than 50% of the lease term, then what will happen, again these costs slowly start coming down. So since in last 1 year, one and a half years, we shifted to many locations, that's why the cost is increased, but going forward it may slow down.
Got it. And just wanted to understand on the margin side, so assuming we are growing at 12-14% in FY26, so the margins which have been in the range of say 12-14% in the last year and even last quarter was specifically low, but what could be the margins then in FY26?
Yeah, around with rate increases, we are expecting EBITDA should be around 15-16% now. So that will continue.
Sure. Just last question. Any more rate hikes also you are looking at in we have taken almost entirely what we are looking to take? Because I think this rate hike was long pending. So have we taken in phase or we have taken it all in one go?
No, we took all in one go. Because the reason is in last 2 years we have not increased the freight rates. So that's the reason we approach each and every customer and at all commodity levels we have increased the rate. Now based on this current cost structure and whatever, wherever there were increases in the cost, to pass on these costs actually we did this. Now in future any drastic change in the cost structure, then again we have to look into the rate increase. But till that time, whatever exercise we have done now, that is enough to take care of increasing the expenses.
Sure. Sorry, just one follow-up on that. So the 6% is something which the customers have also agreed to, and this is a final blended realization improvement.
Yeah.
It's not something which is still under negotiation.
No. It's already realized.
Got it.
See, the slab rates are around 5-10%.
Okay.
But out of actual realization in the month of July is around 6%.
Okay, that's for all the 100% of the customers, including everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all participants for their patience hearing. And definitely there were good interactions, especially on the margins and revenue growth. So as discussed during the call, definitely we are going to, since the rate exercise has been already done, so definitely our margins are going to improve in the coming days. There is a good environment across, especially about poor monsoon, which was a major concern in the last year. That has been resolved. So the environment is good now, and we are expecting good volume growth also in the coming days. With this, I would like to conclude myself. Thank you.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.